This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following contains graphic depictions of body horror. You are listening to Tales from the Guild Shadows of Paradigm. This is part 26 of our story. If you have missed the other parts, you can find them on freefm.org.nz or on your favourite podcast distributor. When we had last left our heroes, they had successfully escaped the clutches of the Soul Eater, rescuing themselves and one Marth Greystone. They reported their escapades to Wilhelm, the protector of the Sanctorum, and were rewarded for their efforts. Now the party ventures forth, looking for a place to spend their hard-earned money.
Anyway, we go start looking for the...
Oh yes, I will say goodbye to Wilhelm, and we will... head back out into the, I presume it's kind of a twilight now.
Because it was midday when you guys went down to storage.
It sure was.
And halfway through the later half of this, there's maybe an hour or two of sun left.
Okay.
But it is 5-6 o'clock.
Okay. Got it. Would you like to grab some dinner on the way?
Oh, I would kill for something to eat right now.
I'm feeling good about meat on a stick.
Yes, I will not say no to meat on...
meat on
stick. Mm. We'll find...
meat on a stick vendor. Buy a few skewers each.
Yes.
How much is that?
He is surprised when you ask, because most just assume and just start handing him gold.
Oh, no, we're not from here. We're visitors.
It is fine, I figured. We're... honestly, the skewers are like a silver each, but everybody here just pays way too much.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Oh, no, the profit margin must be brilliant for you.
Oh, yes. I'm able to import Elkifant here rather.
Oh, nice.
Is this real Elkifant?
Yes.
Wow.
Nice. So what do we owe you?
What do you mean? As if I can get fake Elkifant. Where would you... what even would be
look,
fake Elkifant?
I've had some pretty convincing imitations made out of frogs, and it wasn't good for the digestive system later on.
He gives you a perplexed look of... not even...
don't worry about it.
If you don't know what Elkifant tastes like, and somebody hands you a stick with meat on it that doesn't taste like chicken or beef and says it's Elkifant.
What's beef?
That's right, we don't have...
if somebody gives you something that's not chicken meat or Elkifant meat, and you know, and you've never had Elkifant meat or chicken meat before.
Scammers.
Yes, scammers will scam.
I'll give you 5 silver and I'll have 5 of the skewers, please.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
And I'll take 5 as well.
Mm. I'm glad that we could be doing business here.
I'm honestly glad to deal with people who are asking what I actually charge for things and not just throwing money at me. Like, I'm happy to take their money, but it also does feel very wrong.
And the tax bill at the end of the year must be horrendous.
Oh.
Well, when you get paid that much, taxes are easy to pay.
Especially if you still say, oh no, it was all silver. In the end of the day, don't worry about it. Don't tell me anything about it.
I'm not going to commit tax fraud.
Okay, well, no, that's your prerogative. Absolutely.
He looks mildly terrified. Actually, Tan, you would know this as a blacksmith. In regards to the common folk, the tax collectors are the most terrifying people. Not just because they come and take your money, but they are all really scarily good at noticing when you're telling lies about how much you've earned, how much tax you should be paying.
And let's face it, in a small village like the ones where Magnus and Tanwyn come from, you are more likely to see a tax collector...
than a dirtier.
Than, well, even law enforcement.
Oh, yeah. There might be a single local peacekeeper.
And he's probably working, like, 3 villages, you know, in circulation.
He travels between, like, 2 or 3 hamlets.
Or there might be a travelling judge who just comes around and...
but, yeah, no, the tax collectors are there every year.
You know, maybe living as a dernier for a while has kind of put me out of touch with...
a little bit.
Carry on, sir. Good to talk to you. Thank you for the outfit. I'm excited to try it and not frog.
He is still trying to piece together... like, you've presented him with a challenge of how would I present frog and make somebody believe it's Elkifend.
So we leave him to his conundrum.
Yes.
As we go in search of the...
Weaving the Weave.
Weaving the Weave.
Not the most creative name.
Doesn't need to be.
Are all the craftspeople in temporary stalls that they set up, or have some of them managed to get into buildings?
This is the only proper building. From asking around, this is the first permanent craftsman that has moved into the Sanctorum. Most craftsmen travel to the Sanctorum to sell their goods.
Right. So I'm assuming, aside from this one building, it looks like a bazaar or a farmer's market of some kind. Just stalls and lean-tos.
Though at this time of day, most people are at the point where they're packing up.
Yeah, right. Makes sense. So yeah, we'll go into the store and...
Yeah, you walk into the store and there is...
Tinkle the bell.
Yes, the bell rings as you enter...
Smells nice in here.
And out from behind the counter pops a large green head on a small body with giant green ears. And a little goblin woman pops up from behind the counter.
Hello!
Customers!
Yes, hello!
Hi!
Just to clarify, are goblins part of the dwellers, or are they...
They're common folk.
Okay.
I say common folk, they are rare.
They're pretty rare, but they originate from this plane, just because some of the D&D ones are Just making sure.
No, goblins are typically from around Ishigar. There's also a bunch up north near Pavis.
Right.
They tend to hang out in areas where it gets a bit swampy.
Yeah.
Or there's the swamp goblins, and then there's the one that people nickname the moles.
Underground.
Yeah.
Yeah. She looks like a swamp goblin.
Yeah.
Well, hello. We're looking for the owner of Weaving to Weave.
That's me.
Well, fantastic. My name's Tanwin. What's your name?
Gizmo.
Gizmo, it's lovely to meet you.
We're hoping you can help us find an item that my friend here has been looking for some time.
We are in the market for a big purchase today, Gizmo.
Okay.
Do you happen to have a bag of holding, perchance?
Yes, I have two.
Whoa.
We're going to put them together.
Please don't. I know what they do.
I've heard bad stories about putting them together.
I know. It's a joke.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry.
I only have one. The other one's a normal bag.
Oh.
Small woman. So, how much for the bag of holding?
1,000 gold.
1,000 gold.
How much do you have, Tamron?
I have 460 gold, and that is everything I have to my name.
All right.
So I probably shouldn't spend all of that.
Well, I have slightly more, but...
But I do also have that debt that I have to pay off as well. It's
fine.
Then why are you here?
I want things more than I want financial freedom.
Oh!
You should be loving that as a shopkeeper. Be encouraging people purchasing things over having financial
freedom. I was more wondering why you're here if you're broke.
I've got money.
She's got friends who don't mind helping her out on the bench.
Ah!
It's wonderful to have friends.
So...
Aren't you lucky?
I'm so lucky.
Indeed. So, normally I wouldn't want to speak for Scott in this regard because, you know, I don't like acting without consent. I'm willing to throw in 400 GP to buy this thing. I'm reasonably sure Scott would be willing to throw in some money.
So if we all put our money together, we'll be able to get that. And then we can all kind of own it all together. I think that's a pretty good solution.
Yes.
So...
I mean, it works for me.
Okay, fantastic.
I can still get my money.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You get paid, we get a bag.
Is there any other things in here that are interesting?
Everything.
Okay, so...
What you looking for?
I
don't have any magic weapons. I have magic cloth stuff.
Weaving the Weave. I get it. I understand. Is it like clothing items and things?
There's a bunch of clothing items. Bags that look different to the bags of holding. There are a couple that are actively wriggling.
Oh, that's making me nervous.
There's a couple of interesting felt hats. Basically, anything that you can imagine being made out of cloth. Or fabric that could be magical.
That's awesome.
Is.
There's at least one hat of disguise.
Ooh,
around here.
Love those. No, actually, Gizmo, we are part of the Durnier, as you can see, and she kind of points to her tabard. And part of our job is to investigate mysterious going-ons, reports of madness, things like that. Things that don't make sense, really.
Right.
So... I just thought that maybe...
Are you trying to rob me?
No, quite the opposite, actually. I was just thinking that because you're a purveyor of magical goods and you've been all over the place and you've seen a lot of things, if there's any kind of information you can give us about things that just aren't quite right all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah?
What's
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
There are dead people coming out of the swamps in Ishgar.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard reports of that already.
Oh, I must have forgotten about that.
Yes, it's why I left.
That makes sense. Fair enough. Well, right,
it's all well and good living in a hut in the swamps until your cousin who died last week comes knocking on your door.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh,
no.
I don't like that at all. That's scary. Well, you seem to have set yourself up nicely here.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll be assigned that one when we go back.
We'll see. It's nearly night, so we should probably go grab dinner. Well, we've already eaten, but...
I could always eat some more.
Let's go see if we can find some dinner or something.
The Memorial Sanctum has places to bed down for the night. For visitors.
Yeah, I'm sure we can scare up a couple of bits.
There's hostels and stuff.
Yeah, there's a couple of hostels that we can...
The one that you're thinking of is this hall with 300 beds in it.
You know what I could do with it? I could do with a wash. Are there bathhouses around?
Yes, there's...
It is highly encouraged.
The question is, Tanner.
Hey.
Do you want... Simple or fancy? Because we have both.
No, I am very intrigued by the fancy one, actually. I might...
Yeah, we get a lot of fancy visitors.
Fancy people.
And as you can imagine, they don't like roughing it.
Oh, you have to cater to the fancy people.
Exactly.
I feel like I'm becoming a fancy person.
So we do have a fancy person bathhouse.
Maybe we should take a sneak at the Haylake.
While we're here, why not, right?
Why not, right? This is the point at which we can fade out to a new scene at any point.
Yeah, you guys go to find accommodation. First, like, oh, you're doing here. We're not putting you in with the other travellers that come by and stay the night. You guys get put up at the statesman rooms.
This is nice!
Yeah.
Which is, like, really nice because there's no nobles in Paradon. Statesmen are the equivalent of nobles. It's rich people rooms.
Wow. Oh.
Each with their own bath and...
Whoa.
Attached bathroom.
You don't even have to go outside to take a wash.
No, I told you, the fancy life, man.
Why?
Not only that, but it's a magic tub that produces its own hot water, its own... can add scents and bubbles and...
Man, like I should not know about this. I'm going to get back in debt really quickly.
You each have been given your own room.
Goodbye. Tub time.
Amadeus is not going to mention that each bath probably costs in the tens to hundreds of thousands.
The cheapest one is about 5,000 gold.
Tenwin is going to take the book with her and she is going to read it in the bath.
Yeah, for you, it's a good book.
Good book. Really fun.
The main character, boring as anything, Lord Sinister. Sinister's where it's at.
Yeah.
Like, Lord Sinister is the best written part of the entire story.
Is he exactly like...
Oh, yeah. Just...
Just evil.
He's not even all that evil.
He's just...
competitive.
And petty.
Yes.
Great at dancing.
So basically exactly like he was.
I love him.
The main character assumes that he's called Lord Sinister because he's a horrible person. Turns out that his family name is Sinister in relation to the fact that all of them are left-handed.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because back in the day, being left-handed was incredibly sinister. It meant you were of the devil.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it
is. So the author is clearly of a Puritan bent.
I love that.
Or has that one random piece of knowledge.
Tanwin has a great night, has a great sleep.
It is hard to find the author's name because it is scratched over many times. But you can just make out the name Emily.
Emily.
The last name is even more scratched out than the first.
Got to find her.
Did I learn her name when I used Legend Lore on it?
Oh, yeah.
My favorite author. I've got to find her.
Emily Kotoski.
Which, if asked, Amadeus will happily give Tanwin.
Got to find more of her brother.
Legend Lore would provide... She's currently a high-ranking stateswoman.
Got to find
who,
more of her...
Who serves as the right hand of the Empress Marnadon.
Wow, good for her.
It's fine. You guys are getting enough stuff. You guys have been given a literal plot hole.
Yay! I love a literal plot hole.
Yes, but yeah, Emily Kartofsky is author of this novel.
Going to have to look her up.
You might want to be careful about that. She works for Marnadon.
And we work for Artifora, so it's fine.
She's the right hand of the Empress Marnadon.
You know, if I work hard enough, I could be the right hand of Artifora, so I think that's okay. We could exchange notes about working for gods on Earth, and we could have a lot of fun talking about tiger sharks, and, you know, maybe we could write a story about Lord Sinister together, and that would be really fun.
Sure.
Tanwin's going to get into fanfiction. The extended adventures of Lord Sinister.
Yes. So it is the following morning after having probably the best night's sleep that most of y'all had had in a good long while. You're feeling refreshed.
Sleep? What is the sleep of which you speak?
You've had a nice sit down on a comfy chair.
Yes.
Yes.
It's the comfiest chair I've sat on in a while.
Yes. You're correct. You don't sleep.
Oh, I sleep, though, and I had a lovely sleep. Mm. It was fantastic.
Congratulations.
You all wake up to the world being upside down.
What? No!
No! When did this happen? I was busy reading a book about it.
You guys have awoken in your rooms after having peaceful nights where you feel the most rested you all have felt in a good long while. It feels nice to not have to worry about mortal danger and all the world being weird.
Oh, so much better.
Okay. That was actually a good sit down in a nice comfortable chair, and my back does not ache for once.
Do you think they have eggs here?
I think they have anything you ever wanted here.
Probably.
Anything I ever wanted.
Hey, say something.
Do you have swamp potatoes?
The person at the front desk of the cafeteria is just like...
They're like these little green orbs that grow in...
Have you been eating slime balls?
No, I used to have them when I was young.
Were they slimy?
It's a swamp. Everything's slimy. You can't avoid it.
Yeah, they're basically these coin-sized green balls that... They're not so much potatoes as they are hard seed pods with dense flesh.
Huh.
Quiet taste.
You know, I learn something new every day, and I'll try something new every day. I'll have some of those as well.
Oh, they're spicy.
Oh, that was not what I was expecting.
And it's not like chili spice. It's like wasabi spice.
Oh, it's all up in my nose.
Huh.
You situate these
Magnus's
when you were a kid?
Spice tolerance comes from.
You're a child?
Oh, these ones aren't as bad as back home.
Wow.
Nice. Actually.
Speaking of back home, aren't we meant to be investigating something about somewhere near your place soonish?
There's talk of zombies.
Could you guys give me a history check?
Yes.
I can give you a history. I have knowledge of history.
Here we go, minus
no,
one.
No, I don't.
Oh, guess who rolled a zero?
Nice. Magnus could have advantage on this because it's related to home.
Yeah, that's 11.
This is not the first time. This is like, oh yeah, there's zombies in the swamp. Nobody's ever actually proved that there are zombies in the swamp, and investigations happen anytime rumors start spreading.
What else is new?
Well, I've tried swamp potatoes now, so that's a new thing in my life. But... if you're talking about the zombies, I didn't know that you knew about them before. But you said that there were investigations before. What happened to all of those people? Did they just disappear into the swamps? Or
lots of people disappear into the swamps.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't mind a visit home. The scarf's been feeling a bit interesting lately now that they've been using it a lot more.
Oh.
Good, interesting, or bad?
Aye. That's a good question to ask.
Well, I'm beginning to get a bit more accustomed to it. Could be interesting to sort of investigate the background if we don't have a world-saving mission to go on.
I mean, we were pretty much given carte blanche to come here and do research. Since the Sanctorum is going to do research on our behalf, good time.
Aye, we do. And we'll still be doing research, I suppose. We'll just be doing research into your thing.
Field research.
Field research, like the archaeologists.
And I can get you some actual swamp potatoes.
Oh,
no offense. Those are actually lovely.
That sounds
field
nice.
Work. Okay.
Back home, it is not uncommon for them to be served covered in crystallized honey.
Sweet and spicy.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right. So let's go see if our dragon friend is still in residence, and you can direct him to from whence you came there, Magnus.
Oi. What's it called again?
Ishagar.
Ishagar.
Well, Ishagar, but everybody just says Ishagar because...
Ishagar.
That one. All right.
Because the locals always slightly change the name.
After breakfast, I'll usher the boys out and we'll go and see Pradavnik.
Mm-hmm. Find Pradavnik in a large stall with this pile of books next to him, and he's currently holding them between two of his claws because they are human-sized and he is a dragon.
Oi, just, you having fun, Pradavnik?
I'm having as much fun as I can. The writing is human-sized, so it's tiny.
You know, you're a dragon, which means you've got a lot of influence here in our realm where we kind of, you know, worship dragons and all. You could probably ask the people in the Sanctorum to scribe out dragon-sized books.
Maybe.
Well, I do apologize for tearing you away from what looks like a lovely book on hyacinths. I told you all I could read, but...
I never insinuated that you couldn't.
She is completely wrong about what he's reading.
What is he reading?
He's reading a book on the nature of gods.
Hyacinths. Yeah. Exactly.
There's a hyacinth stem or something decorating the cover. Tanlins. I know pictures.
I know pictures. I know what plants look like. I'm very good at extrapolating useful information
Hyacinth. But I'm sorry to tear you away from your book, Kordavnik, but we're hoping to get to Ishigar, and we're wondering if you would be able to take us.
Okay, why are we going there?
Oh, there's been reports of zombies, and also it's his home. And I'm really nosy, and I want to see his house.
Basically, reports of zombies plus stuff we found is playing up, and apparently there's some explorations we can do in Ishigar to help solve the problem. So
right. Well, I'll take you guys back to Vanguard's hold first so that we get clearance on this, because I don't want to just run you guys off and then... Well, I mean, I won't get in trouble.
And neither will we if we do our job right.
Better to ask permission than apologize.
No, it's the other way round.
You sure?
Better to seek forgiveness than ask permission. Maybe maybe your Dar taught you a different one, but that's what my Dar always taught me.
Right. And well, I'm the one that's flying. We're going to Vanguard's hold first.
He's got us there. All right.
Leon.
I've got to get out of this place. There's too many books.
What filthy, disgusting lies. The most disgusting and filthy of lies. There's never enough books.
Yeah, Pradavnik picks up the pile of books and deposits them into a box that they were brought out in and lowers himself down, ready for you guys all to hop on.
We do so.
Yeah, a bit more easily since all of Tenwin's stuff is shoved into a bag of holding.
Yay!
That won't have consequences.
No, it won't.
Everything won't be covered in glitter now.
I did put a handful of loose glitter in there.
Why would you put loose glitter in anything?
You know, for fun.
Oh, boy. Well, canon now.
You said that knowing that yes and that.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
He baited me.
I know. I hate you.
I have to troll you guys sometimes. I can't be the only one being on the receiving end of things. Anyway, Pradavnik, with the three of you on his back, walks out of the temporary nest he had set up and runs down the path and launches himself into the air. And it took over a day to get here by flight.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
When night comes, can I get everybody to make me a wisdom save?
Wisdom save?
Oh my.
Now, is everybody within 10 feet of me?
No, you cannot use that ability.
Why not?
It is not a planned thing. It is just a thing that is happening over the course of time.
It's not a planned ability. It's just an aura.
Oh, right. The aura of protection, yes.
Is everybody within 10 feet
yes.
of me?
Okay. Yes. Right. I was just you can't use your channel to divinity to give them advantage on this.
But I can use my aura to give them a bonus equal to my charisma mod. So plus 3, everybody.
Oh, just plus 3. No advantage.
No, yeah, not advantage.
Yeah, that's a 6.
That's an Magnus. 11.
24?
Thank God.
Ah.
Oh, God. What? Was surviving bad? I feel like surviving and passing was bad.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
As night falls, you notice that the two moons are very visible in the sky once again. Amadeus.
Yes? Hello?
This world has never had two moons.
Book. How many moons does our planet have?
Writing it into the book?
Yeah. I'm asking my knowledge sugar daddy.
One. Why should you ask?
Because we have two. And until tonight, I was sure we had two.
There is... like a good minute of silence. There is no response for a good minute.
Meanwhile, Tanwin and Magnus are just collecting wood for the fire. La 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 la. They're setting up the tent. Do 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 do. Chopping up some stuff for dinner. They're having a lovely time. And poor old Amadeus is having an existential crisis.
The response you get is, oh, well, that's not good.
The words no and to come to mind.
You've told your patron everything that's been going on, right?
Yeah, I've been keeping him informed of what we've basically... because every time he's like, tell me a story, you are dumb.
There is a... could you describe the second moon to me? It is orange with a dark spot in the middle.
Orange with a dark spot.
There is a response. It doesn't happen to look like an eye, does it?
Oh, God, not again! Yeah, kind of does. But we killed... oh, no. Oh, why me? Okay, yeah, no, it looks like an eye.
It doesn't look like the eye from the first city. No, because that was even more eye-like, wasn't it?
You didn't happen to get Unkshu's attention, did you?
Tanwyn ate an ocular eye and reported somebody noticing her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Snitch.
Yeah.
Snitch. Penguin's hairs just raise on the back of her neck. She's someone, like, someone's tattling.
Someone's snitching.
He's watching, isn't he?
Yeah, no, this world has his attention now.
I hate my life. Why? Why always us? Why not somebody else for a change?
Good question. Been there, done that.
I hate you.
I've been in that, not this exact situation, but feeling like everything is always centering around me. It's no fun. Your turn now.
No.
Your patron's kind of a dick, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't every warlock patron?
True.
Great. So I'm going to have to...
They're either kind of a dick or you're banging them.
Or they're your dad.
Or they're your dad.
I'm going to need to tell the people at the hold when we get there. Oh, thanks, Meg. We're heading there already.
You're done playing with your book there, Armadeus. We've got dinner ready. We've got wild mushrooms that Magnus picked, and I'm pretty sure they're all good. And some salted pork. And it was kind of old bread, so I chopped it up and I made it into croutons.
Nice.
So we'll chow down and we'll see if we wake up in the morning.
I have every faith we'll wake up tomorrow.
Because you have faith in Magnus's scavenging skills, and so do I. Yes, yes.
Hey, Magnus.
Yes.
Wait.
Could you roll me a survival check?
I think that's over 20.
Yay!
Nice.
All things considered. Get away from save.
I also add a d4 to your survival checks.
Oh, jeez.
Because
sorry for rolling so high. I'll try to never do it again. Okay, no, it's only 22.
It's absolutely fine.
Yeah, because I have faith in Magnus's scavenging skills for mushrooms.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm.
Yes. I try to keep my existential crisis to a bare minimum while we're having dinner.
Is he going to tell the others about it, or is he going to keep it to himself?
Well, so...
Do you see anything weird in the sky?
Kind of glad we're heading back to the hold, because there might be a problem.
What kind of a problem there?
We only have one moon.
No, there's two moons. I can see them right there.
Yes, but we're only supposed to have one.
No, I'm pretty sure we've always had two.
Then why would there be two?
Why wouldn't there be two?
You remember when you ate that ocular eye?
And
you got that weird creature's attention?
Well, I don't know if I got its attention, but, you know, it was...
Well, you know how it was looking at you, right?
Aye, sure. You know, the way that you look at an ant or something, where you go, yes. And then you never think about it again.
Exactly.
Well, you see, it's not used to ants...
Aye.
Waving at him and saying hi. So he has taken an interest in our little anthill. And I will point to the second one, the eye-looking one. That one right there is him watching us.
Oh, no. But that's moon two, you know?
Yes, and we've only ever had moon one.
I mean, if you want to see whether or not he's telling the truth, you could always try to tear the veil.
Yeah, let's do it. What do I roll again? It's been a while since I've done this.
D20 plus your draconic blessing die.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Plus your highest mental stat.
My draconic blessing die, which is a...
D4.
Oh, fuck, I dropped it on the ground. Don't
and
worry,
does that improve if you get the greater blessing?
Yes, which you guys will automatically get if we hit level 10.
Huzzah!
Plus, what was it, the con? Proficiency bonus.
No, plus your highest mental stat.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Charisma counts as a mental stat.
Yes.
11.
Just.
Oh.
You briefly, for a second, see a shadowy humanoid figure around and beneath this giant orange eye-like moon.
Oh!
It is there for a second, and then you blink, and it is gone.
Okay.
So wait, is there one moon or two moons? Or?
So don't try tearing the veil, because I think that doing that for too long will attract even more attention. But as it turns out, there's kind of a big, huge, shadowy figure that is peeping at us over the horizon.
It's kind of rude.
And that's its eye.
Yeah.
And that's its eye. It's kind of like this. And she's peeping over her hands with one eye.
Peeping at you or us?
You know, the world.
Looking down at an anthill.
The world en masse. I hope it's not looking at us.
Maybe we could pull a hood.
A hood?
I somehow doubt pulling up a hood is going to do much more than...
Hey, that ad wearing cool clothes.
But like a really big one.
Oh, you mean like the protection that the first guy was trying to do that we killed because he was... trying to kill people to do it.
Something like that.
But only better and nobody has to die.
What's Predevnik thinking of all of this?
He's hearing this conversation and it's just like, I think he looks up at the moon and he has dragon eyes, so he sees the truth of things. And there is just a, kind of look.
Yeah, you see the problem.
Give me an insight check.
Good luck.
Dragon insight.
Unfortunately, that was an 8. I do not incite anything.
Just looking in confusion and awe.
So do you think we'll have to bring that one up to Yadar, Predevnik? I think he might want to know about that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's probably good you're taking us back home instead of going straight to the swamps anyway.
Well, will everyone be able to see this? Or?
Well, we can start
seeing
this.
Is this just a moon localized entirely within the so-and-so province?
Oh, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see when we get back.
Yeah.
Well, I don't suppose there's anything more we can do right now, and I don't think that the big man in the sky is actually doing anything right now, so...
No.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep with that big eye.
I wish you'd told us in the morning.
Yeah. You're not going to lose any sleep over
no,
it.
No, but we sure are.
No. Welcome to my world. Where the ability to sleep is an alien concept.
I like to imagine that Amadeus is going to be in the tent with these two, and every so often will be like, so he's still thinking about the eye? And they'll be like, now we are.
It's just like, you have lost the game.
Psychic damage.
So, do you think the eye can see through tents?
I have to believe that it can't, because otherwise it's a pervert. And I think that extra-dimensional, all-powerful beings beyond our comprehension...
Definitely care about mortal morality.
They might be evil and they might kill us, but I don't think that they want to be perverts, so I have to believe that they don't.
But what happens if their definition of pervert
is... No, stop it!
Look, I don't get much of a chance to be on this side of the argument.
No!
So I am going to enjoy this with every fiber of my being, because unlike the two of you, I have all night.
No!
Despite everything, Magnus and Tanwyn do in fact get a night's rest. I will not be making you guys roll for exhaustion.
Thank you.
Amadeus needs to get his fun somewhere.
I don't blame you.
Getting his kicks.
Yeah, and it is a very quiet flight home. I imagine everybody's just processing.
Is the eye still visible during the day?
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Both the moons are, because the lunar rotation is actually really slow. The moon is visible for a good half of the year.
Oh, fun times. So, yeah, we get home. And Amadeus will report in. I don't know if they want all of us to report. Oh, sorry, were you going to say something?
Oh, no, I was just asking the DM. On our flight back into our home,
yes,
are people already buzzing about the new moon? Or is it quiet?
As you guys are moving through the halls, there is buzzing. Those who want to may give me perception checks.
Yes.
Perception check, you sure?
Yes. Oh,
not from me.
Remember, you do add a d4 to your perception check.
Yeah, I sure do.
Oh.
13.
Nice. Which one did you get?
Nothing too great. I got
two.
18.
Poor Tenman. 18, was it?
Yeah.
There's no conversation about a new moon. All the conversation you are hearing about is a missing deployment of vanguards.
Oh, can we overhear where they went missing?
Yeah, Ishigo.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to go and report into, I'm assuming it's the director?
To General Amethyst.
Hi, we're back. It was a fun time.
Right. Good timing on that.
I hand her a report.
How many pages?
You went... For why am I getting a report?
We found a soul eater.
You went on a pseudo vacation. How?
I was in a book, but it's all in the report. Also, second thing, we have a second moon.
We've always had two moons.
No, we don't. Go up, have a look, and tear the veil. Or ask one of the dragons to have a look.
He's awfully smug about this because he's the only one that realized what was going on.
Gee, okay, sure.
No,
I know.
No, I am trusting you on this. If you're wrong, that's great. If you're right, oh.
Yeah. So go up and have a look, please.
Wait here. And General Amethyst runs out of her office, and you watch her eyes, which are normally amethyst yellow, turn blue as she tears the veil. And then there's just the look of dread that entirely takes over her face, and she run out, and she slowly stumbles back into the room.
I think we might need an audience with Artifora to tell him about that.
You remember how we're investigating the grain and...
No, stop telling everybody about that! Stop it!
It's yes. Relevant information, Tan.
No!
Alright.
What?
Tanwen ate an ocular eye.
Yes, that was in the report.
Okay, so...
Something saw her in the resulting...
Okay, so maybe I didn't fill out the report 100% because...
Tanwen, do I need to put you back through basic training?
No, because the thing is I saw the astral sea or another plane or something when I ate the eye, and I saw an eye, and it was orange, and it was black in the center, and it looked at me. And now we've got Moon 2. Did you also think that we all, as a culture, decided to just call it Moon 2? Because that was what was in my brain, and now I'm a little bit embarrassed about that one. I'm trying to distract you from...
I'm aware.
So what do you think about Moon 2?
When we get a good point in time and you have resolved the mess that you have caused, you will be on desk duty for a year.
I can't read that well.
Good. You'll learn.
No!
But right now... We have more pressing issues.
Hey, you don't want one of your best field agents at a desk right now. You've got to have me out there doing stuff like... Oh! I heard that there were vanguards going missing in Ishgar, and we just so happen to have someone who is Ishgar native in our group.
Unfortunately, you are very correct.
Oh, I'm always right, and I've never been wrong.
Amadeus is enjoying this far more than he should.
What about Jennifer, though? Jennifer might be better in the swamp.
Didn't you hear? Jennifer was one of the ones that went missing. She was in that vanguard troop. I overheard. I was eavesdropping.
And when I was just messing with you.
Yes, okay, no. So I wasn't eavesdropping, I was laying. But
we will be putting your desk duty on hold until whatever the... I situation is resolved, because you'll be at the forefront of doing that, considering you brought this upon us. But right now, as we know nothing of what it is, and it just seems to be watching, yes, indeed, I will be sending you lot over to Ishgar as to investigate the disappearance of the Vanguard monument that was sent there to investigate yet another claim that people are rising from the swamps and dragging people back in, because there is one every year, and every year we send a Vanguard deployment.
And every nothing. Oh, well, let's go prove it's nothing again. But to be fair, it's us.
Yeah.
Which means that there's more going on here than we imagine, because the three times we've gone out into the field to do one thing, and it turns out there's something completely different going on that we end up having to deal with.
Well, yeah, if it had just been the twice, then maybe, yeah, three times represents a pattern, and I don't like that thought.
Yes.
But we're sending you anyway.
Look.
You know, I believe I'm seeing why you've let Amadeus into this little group of ours, because, boy, he sure does think that he's the ruler of the world, doesn't he?
I think no such thing!
Three strange things have happened to me. It must all be my fault. Strange things happen to everybody all the time.
They really don't, Anwen.
They do!
Typically, the strangest thing that happens to most people is that their left sock disappears.
And that's strange. Doesn't mean they're a part of a conspiracy of socks going missing.
Well, there was Friedrich's group. They had the whole gnome thing.
There was so many gnomes. So many times. But it was just a coincidence. I don't think that anything's going to happen. I think it's going to be all okay. I think everything will be fine, and I think we'll handle it, and we'll find our fellow Vanguard and Jennifer, if she is there, and we'll be all right.
We don't have a Jennifer.
Wait, what? Magnus just said there was a Jennifer.
He was yanking your chain, Ted.
He got me again.
Okay.
Anyway, how is Pradavna feeling? Is he up to taking you guys?
Yeah, no, the only reason he brought us here was because he wanted to go to Ishgar directly.
Well, that's convenient.
Are you going to tell Artifora about
this? Yes, I will be informing
Okay.
Lord Artifora. Oh, this is a problem.
Yeah, you know what the good thing is? It's now your problem. Congratulations, we're going to deal with the zombies.
Right. Now, the last two times you've gone out, you've brought back some wild instrument and or body part.
Oh, well, we bought a bag of holding, if that counts.
That's feeling mon-
Yeah, you- no, we bought a bag of holding. That's about the most exciting thing we've brought back this time.
Trying to get a deception check.
Excellent that Tanwin can say it and it just sets off zero alarms. And the moment that Amadeus tries to lie, he's like,
I want a deception check from you as well.
Ah! No! I'm okay at those.
Magnus is just grinning.
God's sake! I've been rolling really bad. That's just what it's like at this table.
No, Tadman always rolls bad.
Always rolls bad. I rolled a 2. Luckily, I have a +8 to deception, so it's a 10.
I'm sorry. What?
I have a +8 to deception. Charisma's my highest stat.
Am I having my leg pulled?
No, Charisma's my highest stat.
I believe that. Just, okay, sure.
I would like to point out that I also have a +8 to deception.
That I believe.
Yeah. Charisma's our highest stat, both of us.
And I have a tick in deception as one of my skills.
So
18 and 10.
Cool. Neither beat a 24.
Damn it.
Yeah, no, she has a +10 to her insight.
Damn. Out of 14.
Fair enough.
Right, I take it you really like what you found.
Well,
it's a book, so it's fine. I like books.
He likes books and I can't read.
I assume it's in the report.
Yeah, it's in the report.
Well, it will be fine for now. I need you guys heading off basically now, so.
Hey. Yeah, well, we'll go get Padavit and then we have permission.
Right.
Hey, have fun. It's your problem now. I get
Why do you always bring me back headaches?
Have you met us?
Yes. There's unfortunately, I have.
And there, unfortunately, Director General, is your answer.
Hey, there's the
rock star. Because for reasons known to only the gods themselves, we are a trio of trouble magnets.
Your
track records have so far been excellent at solving the cases you guys have been sent on, but there is some part of me that really wants to fire asses.
Look, when this is all said and done, I will more than happily accept permanent assignment as a liaison back at the library.
I'd leave me with these two?
Well, she's going to be on desk duty, and I mean, you need somebody to train the people in combat or something.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. Okay, go!
Yeah.
Get out.
All
right.
She is looking stressed.
Have a good afternoon.
I won't.
Okay.
Yeah, our records are... We're 3 for 3.
We are 3 for 3.
Yeah, and you're 3 for 2.
No,
we're 3 for 2, and we're also 3 for 3 on existential horror. So,
I mean, technically we're 4 for 2 because we went to investigate Grain and then found what's his face.
5 for 2,
and then we went to Keston's Fault.
Yeah, no, you guys are 5 for 2.
We're 5 for 2, and we're also 5 for 2 on existential horror.
Yeah,
yep.
So Amethyst must both love the fact that we're incredibly effective, but hate the fact that we are a trio of chaos monkeys.
Chaos Nexus. The Torment Nexus.
Yeah, you guys have accidentally yourselves into 3 extra investigations that were not what you were initially involved in.
Yay!
We did it. Is Predavnix still at the Dragon Zone?
Yeah, he did not expect you guys to take long. From his point of view, it was, hey, we want to go to Ishiga. Are we allowed to go to Ishiga? Yes or no.
All right, we're clear for takeoff, Predavnix.
We are heading off now.
Yes. We have permission. Also, she wanted us out of here as quickly as humanly possible because we're apparently trouble.
What did you do?
We told her about Moon 2, but you know.
Ow.
And
that's it.
Nobody else here apparently noticed it, so.
Well,
I know, right?
That and we told her about finding a soul eater in the library, which was fun. That is to say, not.
So are you ready to flay?
Yes.
Excellent, let's go.
Let's roll.
As always, Tanwin keeps her eyes tight shut while they're taking off because she is quite scared of heights. It's not as bad when they're actually flying, but the drop is awful.
And see, I did try to keep silent about the loot we found this time. Of course, she saw right through us, but I did try and...
She's a professional.
You guys have started establishing a pattern here. It's like, so where's the funky magic items?
Where is it? Not this time, no.
Wait, you didn't find anything? I am immediately suspicious.
Yeah.
Which, given that it's us, what kind of magic BS are we going to find this time around?
Who knows?
Anyway.
You guys head off towards Ishiga.
Hell yeah.
It'll be a 2-night journey. And as Predavnik comes into land, you guys see the ruins of Ishiga first. Ishiga was this massive fortress city of a nation now long since dead.
Does it look like it's built for trolls?
No.
Ah.
No, people know what lived in Ishgard. There are records and everything. Like, it was...
You've seen them, bro.
It was a mixed race settlement.
What caused the fall of Ishgard?
It was wiped out during a war.
Oh, what is it good for?
Basically, it was a city state. It was a city that was a country like...
It was kind of like a Roman, ancient Greece era sort of city state.
Yeah, I think Athens or Sparta type deal.
Yeah, no,
it got wiped out in a conflict, and I do mean eradicated. The attackers full on just firebombs. This was the first time firebombs had been used in a conflict. The only remnants of Ishgard are the stone structures.
Ah, decimation in the new sense of the word as opposed to the old sense of the word.
So the people who currently live in and around the Ishgard swamps, are they the descendants of the city-state people, or are they new, they moved in?
They are people that have moved in. Nobody lives in the ruins themselves, as it is swarming with ghosts.
Mm, someone went into the ruins.
Either brave or stupid archaeologists.
No, I fell into the swamp. I didn't go into the ruins, I'm not that dumb.
The ruins themselves are in an interesting position because they're on a bit of solid land between the swamps that surround it and these massive 200-meter tall sheer cliff faces that sit on its back facing the ocean that end in these giant rocky outcroppings that have waves just constantly washing over them.
Dang. All right.
But as you guys get closer and things come into more detail, around the stone structures of the ruins itself, you guys see these huts and houses built on stilts that are in the swamplands themselves. And then there are more structures built onto and into the cliff face hanging off the edge.
Right.
I would also like people to give me history checks, except Magnus, because he will just know this stuff.
History never repeats.
7.
21.
Ishgard is also the smuggling hub of Paradon.
Cool.
Smugglers import goods from the Dragoneer Archipelago and from Maritamen. They navigate the rocks and reefs that are down below at the cliffs, bring them into these caves that are at sea level, and then bring them up to the land above. And the statesmen and the peacekeepers have tried to stop it, but they have not found the route of the tunnels or the smugglers because nobody snitched on them.
He says, looking directly at Amadeus, I feel like the snitch is going to happen very soon.
Look.
Magnus doesn't even know that smuggling's illegal.
Look, I'm not that stupid. The moment I snitch is the day before I don't wake up because I've got a Viking dagger in my back.
Don't worry about it. You don't sleep.
I think the last person who tried to snitch on the tunnels ended up strapped to a turtle in a desert or something.
Anyway, but navigating tunnels underneath a swamp sounds terrifying.
Yeah, after basically giving up, the government officials were just like, we'll look the other way, just don't bring in drugs or slaves.
So how many drugs are in?
Weirdly enough, none. This is something Magnus knows. The last time a smuggler tried to bring in drugs, he was beaten to death.
Cool.
Because that's a great way for the statesmen and the cops to basically come in and just arrest everyone.
We're able to bring in so much stuff tax-free. Don't jeopardize this.
Yeah.
I will say that Magnus knows this, not Amadeus. The most common export, Grungir eggs.
Oh.
So they also smuggle things out of Paradon. The most common import is dragon turtle shells and Maritamen wine.
Mm.
Yeah, makes sense.
So Grungir are endemic to Paradon. Mm. Mm.
So what you're telling me is that these people are...
Mad, bad, and dangerous to know?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, Ishgard is basically slumlands.
Yeah.
Ah, finally, a real city.
So is there anybody that you're excited about seeing again in Ishgard?
I haven't really been here since I was a teenager.
No childhood friends, no...
The thing about Ishgard is most people want to leave as soon as possible.
Oh.
Except the smugglers. I might meet some of my uncles.
Are they smugglers?
Yeah. They're sort of like uncles to everyone in the town.
Oh, those kind of uncles, eh?
Yeah, they do barbecues on Sundays.
Given back to the community.
Yeah.
I know the tape.
As you guys approach, the smell hits you. It is an assaulting smell of rotten eggs and sea salt.
Yeah, Magnus just gets a big old whiff.
That's slapping me in the face. All right.
You get used to it.
I don't know about that one.
The other thing that you guys notice as you get closer, rather Magnus notices this, the water level of the swamp is about a meter higher than what it was when you left.
That's really high.
Hmm.
What's with the hymn? That sounds like a concerned hymn.
Well, there used to be a whole street that's just shifted up. The water seems to be much higher than before.
Because
I guess it'd be tidal every year as the moon goes around.
Yeah, but it's semi-tidal. There were also these mud paths, but now there's just a bunch of boardwalks between all of the buildings, as well as elevators down into the stuff hanging off the cliffs.
Place has gone downhill since I left. Well, I guess up water.
Something like that, sure.
So, sorry, I've never lived in marshy area before. Is that not normal? The water level doesn't change?
Well, in the 15-odd years that I lived here, it didn't really change that much.
Oh.
People called it tidal, and the tide was 3 or 4 centimeters.
Whoa.
When there was heavy rains or something, the water would go up. It flooded every now and then, but it would always recede.
So you think it might be just flooded right now?
But they've moved the buildings.
Oh, true. Interesting.
Yeah, there was the Gresham storm that came through 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we saw that.
But by that point, it's
been receded.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. It should have receded.
Well, and also like the permanent changes.
Yeah.
Like the boardwalks being put in, elevators, buildings moved.
Well, that's concerning to say the least. I'm going to go talk to the local.
Where's the dragon park?
Yeah.
Pradavnik is just circling above the area. Well, in the ruins it is. It's the only safe place to land.
Oh, okay.
Brace yourselves.
Magnus said we weren't supposed to go in the ruins. Ah!
Yeah, and you guys land in what once was the city square.
Oh.
Bang smack in the middle of the ruins, because it is the only open spot large enough for an adult red dragon to land.
That isn't covered in mud.
Yeah.
The length a dragon will go to avoid getting its feet wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a swamp dragon.
No, it doesn't like it.
We should have found a swamp dragon.
Could have.
Yes, because he goes flying through the sky on one of those giant crocodile buggers.
Yeah. We like Pradavnik too much. So will you be staying here, Pradavnik, or going? I've heard this place has got a lot of ghosts in it.
I'm going to be dropping you guys off here.
Okay.
You guys have flares, right?
Yeah, we've got the flares.
They're
in our bag.
Light a flare, yellow one.
Okay.
What up?
Yellow flare to call Pradavnik.
What are the other colors for?
Red is emergency or to call aid.
So it's like dragon strafing run or something.
Basically just like, help, things have gone horribly wrong.
So basically,
why did we use those in the book?
Because we were in the book. We weren't in the real world. It just would have...
No, but then we could have got help.
But I don't think it would have made it to the real world. I think it would have just like become fireworks.
Pradavnik reads books.
He wasn't reading that book. Not all books are connected. It surprised me too. I did forget about the flares. Did the other Vanguard group that disappeared here, were any flares set off? Do you know, Pradavnik? I'm sorry.
I'm as clueless as you are.
We should probably get out of the ruins before.
Yes,
I'm gonna dadling. There are ghosts approaching. Bye bye.
Tanks. What direction are they approaching from? He's gone.
Yeah, so...
So run. Okay, I'm following you, Magnus.
Magnus, you have a fair idea of the way out.
Oh, yeah?
Follow the roads, obviously.
Yeah.
You know where the town is in relation to the city, so that's more what you're going off of.
Am I rolling, what, survival?
No, actually. You don't need to roll anything.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because as you're running, there is this 6th to 480th sense.
Yeah. They're like, we home, baby.
Yeah, as basically all of the spirits in your scarf suddenly click to where you are and it's like, oh, it's this way. And as the
am I getting like PTSD as the death scenes are flashing up?
None of that, not yet.
Not yet.
And as the three of you are running through the streets, it is weird because you do see ghosts, but when the ghosts see you, they move out of your way.
Oh.
Like civilians moving out of the way for a procession.
Huh.
Well, that's that makes.
It's probably a trick.
Could I try to tear the veil again?
Go for it. It's been long enough for you to attempt to do that.
It has. It's been at least 48 hours.
Yes.
Come on, roll good, not bad, roll good, not bad. Oh, for God's sake. 9.
Then,
I will try and tear the veil and help my...
Please.
Hey, it's more than 9.
I infected you.
18.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, phew.
It's not enough to tear it so that everybody can see, but it is enough to get more than just a glimpse. And as you pierce through the veil to see what is happening, you see the three of you running and then just this formation of ghostly soldiers run march in formation around you all, and you watch as the civilian ghosts that are here in the town separate.
Huh.
But there are also other ghosts who join the run.
Oh, are they also dressed like
military,
or they're just coming out of the buildings and
they look like they might be staying?
And all the ones that are joining, this is a common trend amongst all of the ghosts that are here in Ishigar itself. All of them are burning.
Oh. fire bombs. I always thought you had like 3 or 4 guys hanging out with you, but it seems like you have a whole regiment in your scarf.
Yeah.
So my eyes do the tearing the veil sort of go blue or whatever it is. So,
and 20 seconds.
And it's like, oh, well, we have military escort. Oh, God, that was a sight. Oh,
I was running too hard. Do we need to get running?
We're fine. Magnus's ghosts are providing a military escort.
Yeah, you get the feeling that whilst you are in the ruins itself, you will not encounter any hostile motions from the ghosts of the ruins.
Oh, good. Oh, Magnus, slow down. What? Magnus, slow down.
Oh, no. Are you possessed?
No. No,
your ghost's platoon is providing a military escort.
Insight.
Go for it.
That's 19, I think.
I'm not lying. I am being completely honest with you.
Amadeus is very tricksy.
When have I ever been? I have lied approximately one time.
You know he's bad at lying. Please stop running. My feet are starting to hurt.
Please. Oh, God.
Amadeus?
Yes?
I ate all the baking in the break room.
Why?
Magnus is looking to see if he pulls out the notebook to write a report.
Okay, good for you. Stop eating everything in the break room.
Okay, to be fair, that's a very authentic response.
Why was there so much running? Oh, Guineas.
Look at him. Look at the little string bean. He can't keep up.
Okay, I guess we can walk for a bit.
I think I've got a stitch. Excuse me while I keel over and pretend not to die.
Tanwyn crouches next to Amadeus and pats the soldier and says, don't worry, pain is just weakness leaving the body.
Then I have a hell of a lot of weakness. Oh, God.
And it's all melting away.
It's not. Ow.
Up you get.
No, I don't think my legs want to work.
Didn't you want to go and talk to some big wig in the town?
Yes, but that was before the run. Ow. Okay.
There might be a book.
I hate you both. Okay, let's...
I could always put him in the bag of holding.
No. There's not enough air in...
Tanwyn would put somebody in the bag of holding and forget.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just excuse me while I try not to fall over and crawl. Okay.
So how much do you know about these ghosts, Magnus?
Not much, really. I know they're from Ishigar. I know they're really good at fighting because they taught me everything I know. I've learned more from them than I've learned about them.
Huh. Have you ever tried talking to them or anything?
Well, you've seen them. They don't really talk.
Do they maybe know... I don't know sign language, so I don't know why I'm going to ask you if you know it.
I guess I could be Amadeus and maybe...
Write it down?
Write on my scarf.
Oh.
And, well, you've got some new members as well, and they're on fire. Because some local soldiers or something, I don't know. Give me a sec. Why does running hurt so much?
Don't throw up. Don't do it.
Amadeus will hobble the rest of the way out of the ruins.
Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have at the moment. There is more to this story that will be shared when next we meet.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.